Introductions on Classical WFMT is sponsored by John Norwood Lee Bowes, a maker and restorer of stringed instrument bows at 226 South Wabash Avenue. Go to johnnorwoodlee.com. Thank you for downloading this WFMT podcast. Some music has been removed for copyright reasons.
Thank you. The first movement of the Cello Concerto No. 1 of Camille Saint-Saëns, performed by Geoffrey Tong with Liang Yuwang on piano. Good morning, I'm Robbie Ellis and this is Introductions, WFMT's weekly feature of the top young musical talent from the Chicago area. Today we're in the Faye and Daniel Levin Performance Studio and I'm featuring 16-year-old Geoffrey Tong from Lyle. He's a sophomore at Naperville North High School, a cello student of Tanya Carey, and a member of Chicago Youth Symphony Orchestras. He's currently in the top groups there, but he did serve as principal cello of the CYSO Philharmonic Orchestra, the second to top full orchestra in that program. He's joining me at the microphone, Geoffrey Tong. Welcome to Introductions.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Very glad. So I always ask you in advance if you come from a musical household, and this is apparently not the first time a member of the Tong family has been on Introductions.
Yeah, my sister plays the violin, and she, with her chamber group from the Chicago Youth Symphony Orchestras, performed on WFMT about 7 years ago.
Yeah, I looked up, and in that group were Noah Chen, a cellist who's at Juilliard, and Beatrice Chen, who's now in the Chicago Symphony Orchestra. And apparently this very radio station, WFMT, was formational in you getting into classical music. Tell me how you started on the cello.
When I was really little, my parents would always play classical music on trips and drives, and I remember listening to WFMT every weekend when I would come to Chicago. So classical music was introduced to me really early on. I also remember listening to artists like Two Cellos and Yo-Yo Ma and the Piano Guys, and I think that really brought me interested in the cello. And the cello didn't just seem like an instrument, it seemed like a companion. So when I was six, I started lessons with my teacher, Dr. Tanya Carey, and she's taught me ever since.
I said earlier that you had been a section leader with the CYSO Philharmonic Orchestra. I don't think you're a principal right now, but can you tell me what you got out of your time as a principal player in an orchestra?
I think I learned the most about leadership and community at my time as principal. Forming a lot of new relationships with new people brought me a lot of perspective about CYSO, not only as this place I would go to every weekend for rehearsal, but as this organization that was really diverse and interconnected. And it really brought me into a new community where I realized that there were so many artists that were so passionate and driven about music. And I think being a principal also amplified that, because I got to witness some of the most talented and some of the best artists in Chicago perform. And I think that brought the best out of me as well.
Yeah, great. This next piece, I'm paraphrasing what you told me, but you say it's Beethoven that doesn't sound like Beethoven. Can you introduce the piece and tell me why you said that, your impressions of the music?
Yeah, so the piece I'll be playing next is the Beethoven Sonata No. 3 in A major. And when I first heard it, it really contrasted what I thought Beethoven would sound like at the time. So the piece is very serene and lyrical and expressive. But Beethoven actually mentioned the term inter lacrimis inluctus, which means among tears and sorrows, which I think really differs from what's expressed in the piece itself, but still remains an underlying tone and emotion.
Well, thank you so much. Geoffrey Tong, 16 years old, appearing on Introductions today. He's joined by pianist Liang Yuwang in the opening movement of Ludwig van Beethoven's Cello Sonata No. 3 in A major.
Thank you. Thank you.
Ludwig van Beethoven composed 5 sonatas for cello and piano. That was from the 3rd of them in A major. The opening movement played by 16-year-old Jeffrey Tong on cello with Liang Yuang on piano. Jeffrey is on the show today because he filled out our audition form, or maybe his dad filled out our, I can't remember, somebody did on his behalf. Doesn't really so much matter for my purposes, as long as the musician or musicians in question are pre-college and local to the Chicago area. If you or your offspring fit that description, you are very welcome to apply. Go to wfmt.com/introductions. That's wfmt.com/introductions, where you can also listen to today's episode as a podcast. Coming up, solo cello music by Bach and Perkinson, plus the 3 pieces by Nadia Boulanger. You're listening to Classical WFMT.
Introductions is sponsored by John Norwood Lee Bowes. Introductions is also made possible through the generous support of the Nagani Foundation, the Kiphart Family Foundation, and the listener supporters of Classical WFMT.
I'm Robbie Ellis. I'm here today with Jeffrey Tong, 16 years old from Lyle, a sophomore at Naperville North High School, and a member of the cello section of Chicago Youth Symphony Orchestras. Jeffrey, I'd like you to tell me a bit about the instrument you're playing on. I believe it was made right here in Chicago. Can you tell me more?
I play a 1980 Gunther Reuter cello from Bain & Fushi by an anonymous sponsor.
And so Gunther Reuter was part of Fritz Reuter and Sons, which started in the Netherlands and moved to Chicago in the 60s. Bain & Fushi very generously lending you a valuable cello. How long is it yours to keep?
As long as I'm playing well. I'm not entirely sure.
Your cello teacher is Tanya Carey, as you mentioned. She's on the faculty of Roosevelt University. You have been her student since you were 6 years old. It's been 10 years now. I have a lot of performers your age come through on this show, and it's very unusual that someone will have only had one teacher on their instrument in that time. How has your relationship with Dr. Carey changed from when you're age 6 to now, age 16?
Well, I think when I was really little, I would see her more as a teacher, but because she's taught me so many more years, we formed like a closer friendship through like musical experiences and thoughts. She's also focused a lot more on leadership and musicality in my performances. So she's also encouraged me to pursue many fields in music. So yeah.
So aside from your teacher, who have been some of your greatest influences among cellists, dead or alive? I mean, you mentioned Yo-Yo Ma earlier, for instance.
Yeah, so when I was little, I listened to a lot of two cellos, piano guys, and Yo-Yo Ma. So I think those were my influences in introducing me to the cello. More recently, though, I've listened to a lot of Rostropovich, who I admire because of his really impeccable technique and the rich tone that he can evoke in every piece.
And up next, you've got 2 short solo cello pieces, something from the Bach cello suites. And you wrote in a questionnaire to me that you watched Misha Maisky perform the cello suites. He recorded all 6 of them for TV way back in the day. They're all on YouTube. Looks really good. Very 80s. What impression did his performance have on you of the Bach cello suites?
Well, at the time, when I was watching Misha Maisky, I really admired his musicality and his flair for performance and tone. So I just wanted to embody that tone in my own playing when I'm performing the piece today.
So first you'll be playing the Gigue from the suite number 4 in E-flat by Bach, and that's going to be followed by music of Chicago composer Coleridge Taylor Perkinson. Can you introduce the piece that you're going to be playing, Song Form from Lamentation?
Yeah, the Lamentations Folk Song Suite is a piece I chose because, mostly due to the cultural background behind the piece, I remember my teacher describing it as like a reflection of struggle and aspiration for something greater, which I found really inspiring and interesting. You know, the piece is called Lamentations, but it's not as much a lament as it is a really spirited blues piece, and it only really becomes a lament towards the end. Coleridge Taylor Perkinson had really, really wide-ranging musical interests, and you know, he didn't only compose classical music, but he worked as a jazz pianist and wrote film scores and pop arrangements for the likes of Marvin Gaye and Harry Belafonte. So his classical music fused this Baroque sensibility, I would say, with elements of blues and jazz and spiritual music in a really striking contemporary form that I think emphasizes the plaintive song form that I'll be performing today.
It's funny you mentioned merging a Baroque sensibility. It's kind of impossible for any composer writing for solo cello not to think of Bach just a little. Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Jeffrey Tong. He's got two short pieces for solo cello. He was just talking about Coleridge Taylor Perkinson. First, we're going to hear J.S. Bach's Cello Suite No. 4, the Gigue Movement. And after that, Song Form from Lamentation, a Folk Song Suite by Coleridge Taylor Perkinson. This is Introductions. You just heard Song Form, part of the suite Lamentation by Coleridge Taylor Perkinson. Before that, the final Gigue from J.S. Bach's Cello Suite No. 4 in E-flat. Both were played by high school sophomore Jeffrey Tong. Jeffrey, turning away from music for the moment, you tell me you acquired a hobby during the pandemic that's stuck for you. What is it and what do you get out of it?
During the pandemic, I started cooking and like my dad was out of town and my mom was pretty busy, so I just started cooking and I really enjoyed it. I would say it's brought something similar to music in that it's allowed me to like experiment with flavors, recipes, techniques, and it's just provided this creative outlet where I can experiment, yeah.
Your one dish to impress, what's your specialty?
I would say I like cooking steaks. That's pretty much my specialty, yeah.
Well, last time I cooked a steak, I made a complete hash of it, so you are better than me. Tell me about the organization Back to Bark. Now, this is not to be confused with WFMT's Bark to School, which we talk about during the membership drives, but Back to Bark is something different. What is it, and what do you do for them?
The Back to Bark organization is... I'm the regional director of the Back to Bark organization in Chicagoland, where I've basically been working on organizing young local musicians to perform at events aimed at introducing classical music to a broader audience, particularly younger listeners. And I think music is like a universal language, and it's my like passion to make sure that all students have access or have the opportunity to listen to classical music they might not have otherwise.
As we mentioned earlier, you're a high school sophomore. I don't think you have any fixed plans for college just yet. But in the immediate term, do you have some musical goals or a desire to explore certain styles or composers that you haven't yet done?
Yeah, I'm really open to anything music related, but I would say one field I'm pretty interested in is electric instruments, mostly because I think it's really unique, the sound they produce. And it's pretty cool to see classical instruments fused with modern technology. So again, I'm really open to anything, but that's one area that I would definitely want to look into in the future.
Have you played with putting a pickup on your cello?
No, I borrowed a electric cello once, and it was a really good experience.
Yeah. You can really go down a rabbit hole buying it pedal after pedal after pedal. And then one fails and you have to work out which connector is wrong. Anyway, what's the last music that you're going to play for us today?
I'm going to play the Nadia Boulanger 3 pieces for cello and piano. I chose this piece mostly because I wanted a slow and expressive piece that contrasted not only its own movements, but the other pieces in my repertoire as well. And what I mean by that is I wanted a like kind of dreamy piece that still ended with a flourish, and I think the Boulanger really provided this sense of wonder and excitement at the same time.
Yeah, the last of the three pieces is very much a bouncy, jaunty affair. So thank you so much, Jeffrey Tong. He's 16 years old, joined by Liang Yu Wang to play the 3 pieces for cello and piano by French composer and teacher Nadia Boulanger. Jeffrey Tong is here in the Faye and Daniel Levin Performance Studio on Introductions.
Thank you.
The three pieces for cello and piano of French composer and pedagogue Nadia Boulanger, played by today's soloist, 16-year-old Jeffrey Tong. Jeffrey hails from Lisle. He's a sophomore at Naperville North High School, a cello student of Tanya Carey, and a member of Chicago Youth Symphony Orchestras. You can listen to this episode again as a podcast on our website, wfmt.com/introductions. That's also where you can find past and future episodes. Lots of great new content coming this summer. Plus, you can learn how to audition to be on the show yourself. Thanks to today's collaborative pianist, Liang Yu Wang, and the recording engineer was Max Labien. I'm producer and presenter Robbie Ellis. Catch you next time as I feature more of the Chicago area's top young musical talent every Saturday at 11 a.m. right here on Classical WFMT.
Introductions is sponsored by John Norwood Lee Bowes. Go to johnnorwoodlee.com.